How you doing, bud?
Good, how are you?
Could be worse. So, how was work? Was it wonderful?
It's always wonderful. I love it there.
Ah, I knew it. It's the land of hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that USA commercial when they sing the song about the land of...
Hopes and dreams?
Yes. The one where the child always runs into the ocean and they always start screaming, drown the child.
I thought that was a Canadian commercial.
No, that's a USA commercial.
What?
Land of dreams, land of dreams, you're dreaming and your child drowning.
I thought they were saying, lemon trees.
Lemon trees?
Yeah.
It's like the Seinfeld song.
What Seinfeld song?
And, when they break into that person's house and they're trying to steal the voicemail or the tape on their answering machine, and the code was lemon tree, but then George forgets it and keeps yelling tippy toe, tippy toe, tippy toe. It's a great episode, man. Ooh,
good times. Lemon trees.
Come step in. Right up and lemon tree.
Yeah.
Maybe it's lemon tree. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm pretty sure it's land of dreams. I'm not gonna fight you on this one, but I think that's what it is.
You're not gonna fight me on this one, but you're gonna fight me on this one.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just more right than you.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Lemon trees. Wait.
Damn.
There's a lemon tree song.
Yeah.
Look it up.
I'm waiting.
Look it up.
I'm waiting.
There's a song.
I can't look it up. It requires all of my hands to...
Lemon Tree is a song by German musical group Fool's Garden. Told you.
It's a different song. I'm going to play it through my laptop. I want to see if you can hear it.
Is it Land of Dreams or Lemon Tree?
Oh, my internet's not working anymore. By not working, I mean it's embarrassingly slow.
How embarrassing.
I am downloading those 3D printer schematics to build my own guns, so that might be it.
Don't you need a 3D printer?
Oh, no. Pardon?
Don't you need a printer for that?
Sure do.
Do you have a printer? But,
no.
No.
No, I don't. I was planning on printing off, a 3D printer in my 2D printer. Go on. So, you think they have 3D printer blueprints for girlfriends yet?
No. Because
I think that's our only shot, man.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, pretty much. Out of plastics. And hope for the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is hope an actual... I don't know. I don't think that comes with a 3D printer.
I Google 3D printer girls, and it's just some child with, like, arm braces.
That's so sad.
3D printed magic arms give a little girl use of her limbs. Oh.
I don't know why, but I'm cutting back on the coffee, so I've been drinking a lot of tea and hot chocolate. It's like 20 degrees out, so I'm very warm right now. It's not fair. I want to reach like a certain level of coldness so I can drink hot drinks that aren't coffee. Now to segue into my first topic, chicken nuggets. Great. Just great. Just like my favorite food that isn't really food. What are your thoughts on chicken nuggets, my friend?
I always think you get too little chicken nuggets, you know? I think you should be getting more for what you pay for.
Like, you're talking, like, junk food, McDonald's chicken nuggets?
Yeah. You pay, like, how much for, like, six of them? Like, that's not enough.
That's like a buck a nugget.
Yeah.
That's an unfair policy by McDonald's. Someone should start an online petition. People seem to take notice when you make online petitions.
I think we should do that.
Stop this grave injustice.
And everyone who listens to this has to sign up.
Yeah, exactly. All 23 of you.
Okay, we're doing it. I'm writing it down so I don't forget.
Online petition to make chicken nuggets cheaper. It's like, it's not fair because really all it is like chicken meat paste.
Yeah.
Battered and fried.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, it's like indiscriminate too. They just throw an entire chicken in a blender and like add something to make it pasty.
Have you,
it's probably stuff, like vitamin C or something.
Have you seen that new KFC commercial? Like, I'll explain it to you. There's like a family and they're eating like chicken, and it's like a new boneless chicken, but the guy eating it doesn't know it, so like the dad's just freaking out. He's like, the bones! Oh my god, I ate the bones! I ate the bones! It's great. It's really great.
But did he die?
Yeah, he died.
That's so sad.
That's in the next commercial.
I applaud the commitment to marketing that is, though. Like, making a full-out story like that, the plot twists and character development.
Like, it's, Subway guy.
Like, Jared, yeah. He's probably dead. If you think about it, he probably died from eating that much Subway.
That'd be terrible, just eating the same thing over and over again.
How many meatball marinaras do you eat before you stab someone in the head with a plastic fork? Probably like 30. I don't know.
Give or take.
Those meatballs. Pardon?
Give or take.
Yeah, give or take. You know, 32, 33. Depends on your mental fortitude. I don't think Jared had much of it because he was like 400 pounds before. He probably started smoking crack just about the same time he got sponsored by Subway.
Yeah.
They used his fat to make the ranch sauce.
Ew.
Ah, listen, man. It's all on the internet. It's there for you to read.
Now we're going to lose Subway as a sponsor.
Yeah, whatever, man. They don't even care about us.
Yeah, it used to be about the art, man. Now we've gone to commercial.
Yeah.
Man.
Fuck it. I gave up on that. I bailed right out. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me just bail out of that one? I'm just like, I don't have a number in my head.
Just like everything in your life.
I don't really bail out of things in my life because I never get far enough to the point where I get to bail out.
Yeah.
I usually see the dead end up ahead and I just take a left. I've just been taking lefts my entire life. Some might say that's a circle.
I think
it's more of a right thing. It's not a circle because a circle would be like a continuous turn. Mine's like, go for a direction in a while, quick turn. Go for a direction in a while, quick turn. And it's like, it's a rectangle.
How do you know it's not a square?
I know it's not a square, okay? If it was a square, I would let you know.
Alright.
Alright? You're going to question my geometric shapes?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I did very well in grade 3 with the shapes.
I know how personal you take geometry.
It's one of my passions, actually.
Yeah.
Rectangles are my passion. Well, I did try out the women's national hockey team. Ask me how it went.
How did it go?
Not good. Not good. I'm a man.
Alright, okay.
you see those movies, right? Those realistic movies about the men playing women's sports, right?
Juana Man.
Juana Man. What is a masterpiece. How many Oscars did that one get?
At least five.
Five. I know they got the Academy Award for Best Man Dressed as a Lady. Which is, you know, pretty prestigious.
Yeah.
Like, you think of the other movies that, you know, won that. Norbit. How many does Tyler Perry? Big Mama's Big Mama's Revenge. That's a great movie. Ugh. So, you got any summer projects you want to work on? Because, like...
No. Should I?
No, you have, like, no big plans.
No.
With your blossoming career?
I've been applying places, but they're not going too well.
Yeah. I think if you want to do anything film, I think you're going to have to film something yourself. Start building a portfolio, you know what I mean?
I got a little bit of a portfolio.
Yeah. Well, we did that film in second year. And by we, I mean I lay on the floor as a dead body.
Yeah.
And fell asleep.
You're perfect.
Oh, I'm so good at being dead. I can't wait. Can't wait for,
the day to die?
My quality as a corpse. In yep. For real's life?
When you die, everyone's gonna be like, yep, that's a dang good corpse right there.
That is a believable dead body. Mostly because he's dead.
I believe that he is dead right now. That's how good he is.
I hope I die in a funny position so they can't move me to get in the casket. I'm like doing like a karate stance and I just like stiffen up. You know what I mean? That would be great. Just so like they could only get me like halfway in the casket and they have to like bury me with like my arms sticking out still. Yes, maybe I got my priorities wrong. I'm already focusing on making jokes at my funeral.
I think we should establish a set of actions that we have to perform at each other's funerals.
Okay.
Like, whoever dies first.
And we'll have them recorded so everybody can hear.
Yeah.
Alright, so this should go on the record. Me and Rob already have a pact that if either of us dies in a traffic accident, we're gonna post on each other's wall with really rude things like, LOL, should have worn a seatbelt. So when I die in a car accident, don't burn Rob's house down. Cause I asked him to do that. That's what I'm saying. But we should do other things, you know what I mean?
I have to burn my house down?
Yeah, you have to burn your house down. No. Okay, so at my funeral, if I die and it's like too over religious, you feel? This is one that you have to call out. You have to start screaming that I came to you in a dream, okay? And start making things up, like, he said to put an egg on your head! And start dancing!
I'll say that you came to me in a dream, and there was fire all around you. And you had horns. Red horns.
And they all had pointy sticks.
And cat-like eyes.
And they said, we'll be waiting for you! And point at someone that nobody seems to know. One of those people that you don't think I like very much. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If anybody shows up that you know I disliked.
And they're just showing up because they're like, yeah, I knew Eric. I knew him in high school.
Yeah, we were really close. We sat together on the bus.
One time.
We didn't make eye contact. But in that moment, I feel like we really bonded. We really connected. Where's the will? Am I in the will? Jokes on them.
Do you have a
pardon?
Will? Maybe we should make wills.
No. You want to?
I don't
have any valuable stuff, man. Like, all I've got is, like, the music equipment in my room. My printer. I took my printer home. I don't want people printing shit off. I said Pete, but I meant Mac.
Yeah. he went to go print off, resumes yesterday. So he went to the sketchy place across the street, the printer place.
Yep.
And he's like, I need my resume printed off. And then they're like, okay, yeah, we'll have this for you tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon?
It's going to take them a day to print out resumes.
I wonder if it's going to like be banner-sized.
It's just one of those that go on the end of a plane.
Yeah. That would be so perfect. Hire Mac. Experience includes. That's where it ends.
That's it.
I don't know what his experience is. Or if he has any. I don't fucking know.
I don't think
so. He might have told me. I just probably wasn't listening.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm not good at listening.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Yeah. Pardon?
What'd you say?
Oh, I said, I've been doing that recently a lot, actually.
Doing what?
The thing where I don't listen.
Sorry, what'd you say?
fuck you.
There
you
go.
Know what I said.
But seriously, what'd you say?
Well, you'll pay for that one, Davey.
Pay for it in
pay
blood.
For it at your own funeral. At your own funeral. Do you have any requests for me if I, by some stroke of luck, outlive you?
You have to show up wearing a purple suit.
Oh, done.
Like a frilly one.
Okay.
And you have to bring a hooker. A drunk hooker. As your date.
My date to the funeral?
You gotta tell everyone it's your first date.
So much worse. That's way worse than what I had to
you
do.
You better hope you die first then, dummy.
I almost for sure will die first, oh. By the way. Like, I have a feeling, like, you've got genetics on your side, you're, like, really reasonable with your drinking, you don't make bad decisions while you're driving. Except for that time you almost killed both of us. That was kind of cool.
That's because your giant head was in the way.
Well, that's where I keep my knowledge, so whatever.
Yeah, well,
I need it just as much as you need my knowledge, okay? A lot.
Alright.
Wait, why are we yelling?
Because that's how we communicate.
It's true.
We're men.
I realized that in my family, all the men have two ends of the emotional scale, and on one side it's angry and the other side is laughing hysterically. Like, that's all we have. And it's like it tilts back and forth. Like, it's that's basically the only two emotions you can be in public.
So bipolar?
No. No, bipolar would be like screaming hysterically or like sobbing into strangers' arms, sort of thing. But yeah, I'm either happy or I'm like pissed at something. That's kind of shitty. I think I've been conditioned, man. I'm drawing a diagram of it, but you can't see it because you're not in Mississauga.
We could do the video chat.
No, it's not worth it. It's not done yet.
I don't like video chats.
Yeah, I find that when anytime I'm on video chat, I just make faces at the other person because I see their face.
It's kind of pointless.
I'm like such an... It is. Well, it's like it's always delayed, too.
And you're just sitting there looking at a screen.
Mm-hmm. Of the other person. It's like you don't need to see the other person.
Unless you're doing sex stuff.
Are we going to be doing sex stuff?
Later.
After the podcast?
Yeah.
I think we should do it before the podcast. Get all our anxieties out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Very therapeutic.
Oh, to the max. To the max, man. Ugh. So, you need to film everything. Everything this summer. Like, just, like, build, like, a... Like, an impressive resume, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's make a movie, Eric.
You want to?
What should it be about?
Johnny Rockstar, man. Johnny Rockstar is...
That's a play. It's different.
It's a musical. Okay.
Okay, Johnny Rockstar.
It could be a... We don't have to do Johnny Rockstar if you don't want to.
We can do Johnny
Rockstar.
We can
do, like, a documentary. I don't want to do Johnny Rockstar anymore. The movement has passed...
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
It's over. The dream's over, man. It's done. Okay, so there's a time machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And inside the time machine is another time machine. And so, use one time machine
whoa,
to go
whoa,
back
whoa,
in time.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
But you,
Slow it down there, pal.
Okay.
Start from the beginning.
Okay, so there's a time machine, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And so inside the time machine, there's, like, another time machine. But, like, you can only use the time machine inside the other time machine because you can only go back in time as far as, you know, the first time machine was built, or else you could totally unweave the fabric of reality. And so, like, one day, like, the people, they're all chickens, right? They're all giant chickens with opposable thumbs. They go back in time too far, right? And it's not a time machine anymore. It's just a car. And they're like, they're in a time machine in a car and they're driving down the street. And they get arrested, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the police, they confiscate the time machine and the car. And the car, so they can't go anywhere. Cause they're in jail. You can't drive in jail. So these giant chickens, they get fingerprinted and they're in jail. And the inmates realize that they're not people, they're chickens, right? Chickens with a time machine. So these people, instead of eating the chickens as they originally planned, they help the chickens break out of jail. But they break the time machine, so they're stuck in the 1970s. That's it.
Wait, the giant chicken people?
And it's just a bunch of giants. Yep.
They get stuck in the 70s?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
And they start the most hip-hop-hoppin' thing.
Oh, okay, that
makes
sense.
They start their own car wash, right? They start a car wash, right?
Oh.
And they start a car wash until they can raise enough funds to win their time machine back from the police auction. It's very exciting. It's 8 hours. I envision it as a miniseries.
We're definitely making that.
Yeah?
I'm going to fit you for a chicken soup tomorrow.
How easy is it to make movies? You just spew a bunch of shit out on a screen and you collect your paycheck at the end of the week.
I'm looking at the petition website and there's a petition to remove JewWatch.com from the Google search engine.
But how will we watch our Jews?
What the hell is this website?
It's probably it's probably a show business streaming website.
It's really racist.
Oh, I bet you.
Wow. Oh my god.
What is it? What? Tell me.
Oh, he said you the link?
Sure! But talk about it. Talk about it on the radio.
The FBI is gonna knock down my door because they think I'm gonna... Wow.
Zionist Leon Trotsky of the Zionist USSR. Well, alright then.
What?
Sorry. I like, immediately I love this page. And it says Jew Watch in red and blue letters. And the C in watch is the hammer and the sickle with David Starr on top of it. So you know this is a really serious website because they spent some time on the design. Then everything below the title is a link to something else. So we got Jewish entertainment, Jews on stage, screen musicians, artists, writers, etc. The Jews who could Hollywood.
I like this one. Elvis Presley's Jewish heritage. I want to read this.
Oh my God.
Is Elvis Jewish? It seems that Elvis Aaron Presley is Jewish by parentage, according to a book by Elaine Dundy. In fact, the king's middle name, Aaron, is spelled A-R-O-N, the brother of Moses in the Bible. No.
No. Oh, look, this guy's selling a book. What a surprise.
What?
Look, it's My Dead America, Frank Weltner. Oh, it's linked on his home page.
Well, aren't we
it's
lucky?
It's strange that... It's so convenient that he has a website spewing bullshit, and he's got his bullshit spewing book on it.
That's a great cover for his buck.
You know what? There's probably a lot of money off of writing like incendiary racist crap like this.
Yeah.
Because there's like enough dumb people that'll actually believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people just hate different colored skinned people so badly that they'll just like eat up anything you throw at them. I was watching this this Dealey this documentary by Louis Theroux where he's hanging out with neo-Nazis in the South, and like they're just like the biggest hypocrites ever. Like they go on trips to Mexico and like they're like hanging out with Mexicans and having fun and their neighbors are Mexican and they like get along great, but then they go and like they have their like white power rallies and stuff. And they're just like, yeah, we hate everybody who's not white. It's so strange, and it's weird that they go.
Yeah.
It's like I think it's a white power thing. But I love this website. It's like straight out of 1997.
It's beautiful.
I'm just. Oh, there's like a little bit of clip art on the bottom. It says on air. Oh, dude, he's online right now. Why are we why are we recording shit if we could be listening to the Zionist Road to 9/11?
Oh my god, we need to get him on for an interview.
Do you want to?
Oh my god.
Do you want to ask?
Yes.
Dude, that'd be so much fun. Could we just start like interviewing like internet personalities and like just get them on Skype and like talk to them?
Oh my god, yes.
Because we could do that. Like, that would be so much more interesting than us just like shooting shit.
Yeah.
Like, we're just, like, interviewing people, and then we're, like, we'll just set them up for, like, really bad fucking jokes. And, like, we won't mock them or anything. Like, we won't...
Not openly, at least.
No, we'll just, like, we'll ask them bad questions. Like, we'll just do, like, a shitty job at journalizing. That's the verb of journalism, by the way.
So, do you prefer apple juice or orange juice in the morning?
When writing your, while writing your anti-Jew diatribes, do you like to curl up beside the fireplace or write them on your tablet, possibly created by a Jew?
So you've sold over 3,000 books worldwide. I guess my real question is, what's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Get a list of questions we can ask neo-Nazis.
What if they kill us, though?
Who's your favorite rapper? Who's your favorite NBA basketball player? Who is your favorite current president of the United States?
Of America.
Alternatively, who is your least favorite president of the United States?
Of America.
United States of Kyrgyzstan. I don't think they'd be down with Kyrgyzstanian politics. Not like you and me.
I don't think they know where it is.
I don't know where it is. I know where it is on the risk map. It's, somewhere in Asia. In between, that place that America turned into a smoking crater and Russia.
Oh, the other smoking crater. Not on purpose.
Russia's not a smoking crater. Yeah, it's just a scary, horrible place that I would never, never want to go to. I've seen too many Live Leak videos to ever want to go to Russia, man.
What is Live Leak?
Like, Russia... Pardon?
What is Live Leak?
Live Leak is just, like, a website that... It's like a YouTube that isn't censored, right? So, like... A lot of fucked up videos.
Mm.
I remember getting a link to... It was either Live Leak or Ogrish when I was, like, in grade 10 and clicking on it. And it was, like, those three serial killer kids, like, smashing some guy's face in with a hammer and just, like, not being the same, like, ever again after seeing that video. Like, that was the first time the internet really did the fuck thing to you. You know that feeling when you click on a link that you really regret on clicking, like, immediately?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the one for me. And, yeah, I don't think I've been the same since. Because I was much too young to see someone get murdered. Fuck the internet. For realsies. I'm not clicking on that link.
Click it!
No, it says cakefarts.com. I'm not clicking it.
Watch it.
No.
Eric.
Is it, like, really fucked up? Like, what?
It's really funny.
No, I don't trust you.
Eric. I'm
not clicking on cake farts. Not doing it. I refuse to. I have spent too many hours to trust anything with an innocent name like cake farts. Gonna be something awful. Googling it before I click on the link, so I know what I'm getting into.
Know what I like the most? Cake farts.
Meatloaf farts. Cake farts, girl.
Let's get this done.
There is a new trend that has taken the college scene by storm. Urban Dictionary. What's the act of getting naked and farting on a cake.
Watch the video.
Okay, I'll click on it.
On the Vimeo one. Did you click on the Vimeo one?
Yes.
Are you watching it?
It's loading. Give me a second. God damn it. I hate internet videos so much.
Is it working?
It's loading right now. Oh, here we go.
Oh, you say, why don't we do it?
Nope, there's a cake. Well, okay, 360 degree view of the cake. You know what I like the most? Cake farts. Well, now she's eating a little bit of the icing off the cake. She's very strange. I don't think that matters, but she looks like someone who would be willing to fart on a cake. Oh, what are you doing up there? Oh, she's on the counter. What? This is so fucked up, Rob Davies. Why did she take her hair out of the ponytail to fart on a cake?
Keep watching.
Rob, I don't want to watch. That was like the loudest. It's not God. Oh my God. Oh, Jesus, this is like the grossest thing ever. That's the loudest part I've ever seen. Who showed you that?
Craig.
Yeah, like a Craig show. That's so fucked up. I hate you forever for showing me that.
I'm so glad you watched it and documented.
Yeah, I was like, I lost it after the first part. It was so loud. It was very unladylike of her.
I wonder if she'll go on our podcast.
Do you want to ask?
Yeah.
Do you think they ate the cake afterwards?
I'd assume so.
Yeah, what do you do with a farted on cake? You're just like, you run it under some water for a while, and you just eat it.
And you burn it.
Right? Mm-hmm. Burn it. Give it to the poor.
The poor.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite thing is?
What?
Cake farts.
Oh my god, I hate cake farts so much. I'd rather watch that guy get hit in the face with a hammer. It was way more dehumanizing and scarring.
Meaningful.
But at least he didn't fart on a cake. What a senseless crime. Like, I'm not saying farting on a cake is worse than murder. But if you're gonna film it, it is. It is.
What a waste.
What a waste of a cake, right? I'm really upset about this, boys. You're the only person I'm talking to.
Mm.
Really upset about this, man.
Boy.
Boy. Boy, howdy. Jesus. How do you fart on a cake and look yourself in the eye afterwards? Like, I would start crying. I had to fart on a cake. And climb up on the counter and just cry and fart. Which is like one of those things that you wouldn't think is possible to do at the same time, but you, in the moment, it'd be very impressive. You know what I mean? It's like sneezing and burping at the same time. But crying and farting.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Like, that is like the most intriguing thing to me now. Like, how did that poor lady get talked into doing that?
Maybe she wanted to do it, Eric.
No. Nobody wants to fart on a cake.
You don't know that.
Most people want to eat a cake. Like, I'd say about 95% of people ever want to eat a cake. You know, like, there's a few people that go, no, I don't want a piece. I don't want a bigger. But they usually have a piece anyways. You know? Like, I'd say it's, like, inverse for people that want to fart on a cake.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, 5% of people that would actually fart on a cake actually want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, only a bit of them want to actually do it. And those people need the most help.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that the system failed, man.
God damn it.
They farted on the cake. This is really bad, dude. At least, it provides more, exposure for the cake industry.
That's always good.
Oh, well, I'm looking for, some silver lining here, man. Because I can't eat. There's no cake to be eaten in that house. That lady farted on it.
Maybe they had a backup one in the fridge.
Nah, I don't think so. She probably farted on that one, too.
Probably did something worse.
Probably, like, as for... You know what? She must have been holding in farts, like, all day. Because she, like, farted, like, 8 times in a row.
Yeah. Jeez.
Like, geez. I've never done that. Like, ever. And I'm pretty good at farts.
Well, you haven't sat in a cake before, have you?
Well, does that make your intestines push out gas more?
I think so. Were you watching the video?
I am no practicing physician, but I'm not entirely sure that's how it works, Rob Davies.
Well, let me tell you something, Eric. That's exactly how it works.
God damn, the mysteries of cake. And farting on cakes. Do you think there's a cake out there for me and you, Rob?
Mama always told me there was.
One day we'll find it. When we do,
gonna fart on it.
We'll fart on it. Together. Like we always wanted.
Oh my god.
Yeah.